1C, Types of Permits and Licenses. 1C-1, Farm Husbandry Permits, Special and Temporary. A farm husbandry permit authorizes the operation of mini trucks and farm husbandry equipment. A mini truck is defined as a foreign manufactured import vehicle or domestic manufactured vehicle which, 1, has an engine of 1,500 cc's or less, 2, is 67 inches or less in width, 3, has a dry weight of 4,200 pounds or less, 4, travels on 4 or more tires, 5, has a top speed of approximately 55 miles per hour, 6, is equipped with a bed or compartment for hauling, 7, has an enclosed passenger cab, 8, is equipped with headlights, taillights, turn signals, windshield wipers, a rearview mirror, and an occupant protection system, and 9, has a 4-speed, 5-speed, or automatic transmission. Farm husbandry equipment is defined as off-road vehicles designed for agricultural, horticultural, or livestock-raising operations, or for lifting or carrying an implement of husbandry. Minimum age, 13 if you live on a farm, or 14 if employed on a farm for compensation. Testing, temporary and special, vision, written, and drive tests. A tractor written and a tractor, Class O, drive, are required. If the applicant is stating they drive a mini truck, a Class O written and drive test are required. If they do not drive a mini truck, a Z, no mini truck, restriction will be placed on the FHP. A County Extension course completion certificate will waive the tractor written and drive tests. Expiration. Temporary, 6 months from date of issuance. Special, 16th birthday. Temporary permits are non-renewable. 1C-2, School Learner's Permit, Type LPE. This permit is issued for the purpose of allowing a student to legally practice driving for a school permit. Note, individuals applying for a LPE must be eligible for a school permit and meet all school permit criteria. Minimum age, 14, may not apply before the 14th birthday. Must be accompanied by a licensed motor vehicle driver who occupies the seat beside the driver. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator within visual contact. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Note, such licensed motor vehicle or motorcycle operator shall be at least 21 years of age and licensed by this state or another state. Testing. Vision and written tests. Expiration, 3 months following the date of issuance. 1C-3, School Permit, Type SCP. A school permit can be issued if such person lives outside a city of 5,000 or more, or attends a school outside a city of 5,000 or more. A person holding a school permit may operate a motor vehicle. 1. Unsupervised to and from where he or she attends school and between schools of enrollment over the most direct and accessible route by the nearest highway from his or her place of residence to transport such person or any family member who resides with such person to attend duly scheduled courses of instruction and extracurricular or school-related activities at the school he or she attends. Or 2, any time when accompanied by a licensed driver who is at least 21 years old. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator who is within visual contact and at least 21 years old. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Minimum age, 14 years and 2 months. May not apply until individual has held an LPE or LPD for at least 2 months. Requirements. Prior to making application for a SCP, individual must do one of the following. 1. Successfully complete a Department of Motor Vehicles approved Nebraska Driver Safety Course, or 2. Complete a 50-hour certification form signed by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. The certification form must indicate that at least 10 hours of motor vehicle operation was between sunset and sunrise. Testing. 1. The written and drive test will be waived if the applicant has completed a DMV-approved driver safety course. Individuals will be given a paper waiver form by the school if they were not age eligible to have a school learner's permit, LPE, issued by the DMV when they took the course. Schools transmit all other course completion results electronically to the DMV. Individuals who had a school learner's permit when taking the course and who met all eligibility requirements may go online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov to obtain their school permit. They can also visit any driver licensing office to do so. Individuals who were not age eligible to have a school learner's permit when taking the course will be required to make application for the school permit and present their paper waiver form to any driver licensing examiner. 2. Individuals presenting a 50-hour certification form. Vision and drive tests required. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 3. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement or Class M SCP with approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision test. 4. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written, and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. LPE or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. No 50-hour certification form will be required. 5. Individuals applying for a Class M SCP without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. LPE or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. The 50-hour certification form will be required. All persons being transported in a motor vehicle operated by a holder of a SCP are required to ride secured in an occupant protection system. Expiration, 16 years and 3 months. 1C-4. Learner's Permit. Type LPD. This permit is issued to allow a person to legally practice driving for a provisional operator's permit, POP, operator's Class O, or motorcycle Class M license. Minimum age, 15, may apply 60 days before 15th birthday. Issuance must be on or after 15th birthday. Permit holder must be accompanied by a licensed driver at least 21 occupying the seat beside the driver. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator who is at least 21 within visual contact. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Testing. Vision and written tests. The written test will be waived if a school learner's permit, LPE, school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, has been issued that is valid or has been expired for no more than 1 year. Expiration. 1 year following the date of issuance. 1C-5. Provisional Operator's Permit, POP. The Provisional Operator's Permit allows an individual to operate a motor vehicle unsupervised in Nebraska from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight. Individual may only drive unsupervised between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. if they are driving to or from home, to work, or a school activity. Individual may drive any time if they are accompanied by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. Minimum age, 16. May apply 60 days before 16th birthday. Issuance must be on or after 16th birthday. Requirements. Prior to making application for a POP, individual must, 1. Have held a school learner's permit, LPE, school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, for at least 6 months and not accumulated 3 or more points on their driving record during the 6-month period immediately preceding the POP application date, and, 2. Successfully complete a Department of Motor Vehicles approved Nebraska driver safety course, or 3. Complete a 50-hour certification form signed by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. The certification form must indicate that at least 10 hours of motor vehicle operation was between sunset and sunrise. Testing. 1. The written and drive test will be waived if the applicant has completed a DMV-approved driver safety course. Schools transmit all course completion results electronically to the DMV. Individuals who had a learner's permit when taking the course, or who were previously issued a school permit and meet all eligibility requirements, may go online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov to obtain their POP. They can also visit any driver licensing office to do so. 2. Individuals presenting a 50-hour certification form, vision and drive test required. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 3. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement or Class M POP with approved motorcycle safety course completion card, vision test. 4. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement without approved motorcycle safety course completion card, vision, motorcycle written and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. SCP or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. No 50-hour certification form will be required. 5. Individuals applying for a Class M POP without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written, and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. During the first 6 months of the POP, the holder can only operate a motor vehicle with no more than one passenger who is not an immediate family member and who is under 19 years of age. All persons being transported in a motor vehicle operated by a holder of a POP are required to ride secured in an occupant protection system. Expiration, 18th birthday. 1C-6, Operator's License, Class O. A Class O license authorizes a license holder to operate any motor vehicle, including a moped, autocycle, all-terrain vehicle, ATV, and utility terrain vehicle, UTV. Does not include a motorcycle or commercial motor vehicle. A drive test cannot be administered in an autocycle for a Class O license. Definitions of a moped, autocycle, ATV, and UTV can be found at the end of this section. Minimum age, 17. Testing. 1. Individuals under the age of 18 years old who have held a POP for at least 12 months and who have not accumulated 3 or more points on their driving records during the previous 12-month period are eligible for an operator's license. Since the written and drive tests are waived, they are eligible to obtain the license online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov or by applying at any driver licensing office. 2. If an individual holds a POP and waits until they are between 18 to 21 years of age to apply for an operator's license, the written and drive tests will be waived. These individuals are eligible to obtain their license online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov or by applying at any driver licensing office. 3. Individuals 18 or older applying for a first-time license who have never held a POP. Vision, written, and drive tests. Written test will be waived for individuals who have been issued a learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 4. Individuals under the age of 18 surrendering a valid out-of-state license must meet POP requirements outlined in Section 1C-5. 5. New residents 18 or older surrendering a valid out-of-state license. Vision test required. Drive test administered at discretion of driver licensing staff. If the applicant is unable to surrender the out-of-state license, or if the license is expired, the written test will be required. 6. All other individuals renewing their Nebraska licenses. Vision test required. Written test waived if license is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, and the drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. 7. All applicants for a Class O license that fail 3 successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1. Show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or 2. Have held a LPD for at least 90 days. Mopeds. A moped is defined as a bicycle with fully operative pedals for propulsion by human power, an automatic transmission, and a motor not exceeding 50 cc's that produces no more than 2 brake horsepower at a maximum design speed of no more than 30 miles per hour. Autocycles. An autocycle means any motor vehicle, 1, having a seat that does not require the operator to straddle or sit astride it, 2, designed to travel on 3 wheels in contact with the ground, 3, having anti-lock brakes, 4, designed to be controlled with a steering wheel and pedals, and 5, in which the operator and passenger ride either side by side or in tandem in a seating area that is equipped with the manufacturer-installed 3-point safety belt system for each occupant and that has a seating area that either A, is completely enclosed and is equipped with the manufacturer-installed airbags and a manufacturer-installed roll cage, or B, is not completely enclosed and is equipped with the manufacturer-installed rollover protection system. ATV, UTV. An ATV, all-terrain vehicle, means any motorized off-highway device which, 1, is 50 inches or less in width, 2, has a dry weight of 1,200 pounds or less. 3. Travels on 3 or more non-highway tires. And 4. Is designed for operator use only with no passengers, or is specifically designed by the original manufacturer for the operator and one passenger. A UTV, utility terrain vehicle, means any motorized off-highway device which, 1, is 74 inches in width or less, 2, is not more than 180 inches, including the bumper, in length, 3, has a dry weight of 2,000 pounds or less, and 4, travels on 4 or more non-highway tires. An ATV, UTV, may be used on public roadways if, outside the corporate limits of a city, village, or unincorporated village, if incidental to the vehicle's use for agricultural purpose, within the corporate limits of a city or village, if authorized by the city or village by ordinance, or within an unincorporated village, if authorized by the county board by resolution. Any authorized ATV, UTV operation on public roadways must occur only between sunrise and sunset at speeds lower than 30 miles per hour and not on a controlled access highway with more than 2 marked traffic lanes. The operator must have liability insurance coverage. Crossing a highway other than a controlled access highway with more than 2 marked traffic lanes may occur only if the crossing is made at an angle of approximately 90 degrees and at a place where no obstruction prevents a quick and safe crossing. The ATV-UTV is brought to a complete stop before crossing the shoulder or roadway of the highway. The operator yields to the right-of-way to all oncoming traffic. If crossing a divided highway, the crossing is made only at an intersection, and both the headlight and taillight of the vehicle are on. Crossing a controlled access highway with more than 2 marked lanes may occur if the crossing is made at an intersection controlled by a traffic signal, or if outside the city limits controlled by stop signs. The crossing is made in compliance with the traffic signal or stop signs. The intersection is located within the corporate limits of a city or village, and such crossing is authorized by ordinance. The intersection is located within an unincorporated village, and such crossing is authorized by a county board resolution. The intersection is located outside the corporate limits of a city or village, and outside any unincorporated village, and authorized by a county board resolution. 1C-7. Motorcycle License, Class M. A Class M license authorizes a license holder to operate a motorcycle or three-wheeled motor vehicle. For more information, obtain a copy of the Motorcycle Operator Manual. Minimum age, 17. Individuals under the age of 18 may not apply until they have held a Provisional Operator's Permit, POP, for at least 12 months, and have not accumulated 3 or more points on their driving record during the previous 12-month period. Testing. 1. Individuals under the age of 18 that have been issued a POP meeting the POP criteria listed above, vision test. The POP must be a Class M POP or have the motorcycle endorsement on it. 2. Individuals 18 or older who have held a POP within the last 12-month period. Vision test. The POP must be a Class M POP or have the motorcycle endorsement on it. 3. Individuals 18 or older applying for a first-time license who have never held a POP. Vision, written, and drive tests. Written test may be waived for individuals who have been issued a Nebraska Learner's Permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement. 4. Individuals under 18 surrendering a valid out-of-state license must meet the POP requirements outlined in Section 1C-5. 5. New residents, 18 or older, surrendering a valid out-of-state license, Class M or Class O, with motorcycle endorsement. Vision test required. Drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. If the applicant is unable to surrender the out-of-state license, or if the license is expired, the written test will be required. 6. Individuals renewing their Nebraska motorcycle license or Class O license with a motorcycle endorsement. Vision test required. Written test waived if license is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, and the drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. 7. All applicants for a Class M license that fail 3 successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1. Show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or 2. Have held a LPD for at least 90 days. A Z restriction will be placed on the license when a motor scooter, three-wheeled scooter, or three-wheeled motorcycle is used during the drive test. Other restrictions, as determined by driver licensing staff, may also be placed on the license. 1C-8. Commercial license, Class A, B, or C. A commercial driver's license, CDL, is required for anyone driving a vehicle that has a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, or gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of more than 26,000 pounds, carries 16 or more persons, including the driver, or transports placarded amounts of hazardous materials. For more information, obtain a copy of Nebraska's Manual for Commercial Driver's Licensing. No holder of a CDL can enter a traffic diversion program to avoid a conviction for a traffic citation, except a parking violation. 1C-9. School Bus Permit. Note, effective January 1, 2019, the DMV will no longer issue school bus permits. Please contact your school's transportation manager after that time for additional information regarding requirements for pupil transportation.